Chapter 26. The Divisions of the Gatekeepers. For the divisions of the doorkeepers, of the Korahites, Meshelemiah, the son of Kori, of the sons of Asaph. Meshelemiah had sons: Zechariah, the firstborn, Jediael, the second, Zebadiah, the third, Jathniel, the fourth, Elam, the fifth, Jehohanan, the sixth, Eliahoenai, the seventh. Obed-Edom had sons: Shemaiah, the firstborn, Jehozabad, the second, Joah, the third, and Sachar, the fourth, and Nethanel, the fifth, Amiel, the sixth, Issachar, the seventh, Peulathai, the eighth, for God blessed him. Also to Shemaiah his son were sons born, who ruled over the house of their father, for they were mighty men of valor. The sons of Shemaiah: Othni, and Raphael, and Obed, Elzabad, whose brothers were valiant men, Elihu, and Semachiah. All these were of the sons of Obed-Edom, they and their sons and their brothers, able men in strength for the service, 62 of Obed-Edom. Meshelemiah had sons and brothers, valiant men, 18. Also Hosa, of the children of Merari, had sons: Shimri the chief, for though he was not the firstborn, yet his father made him chief; Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth. All the sons and brothers of Hosa were 13. Of these were the divisions of the doorkeepers, even of the chief men, having offices like their brothers, to minister in the house of Yahweh. They cast lots, the small as well as the great, according to their fathers' houses, for every gate. The lot eastward fell to Shelemiah. Then for Zechariah his son, a wise counselor, they cast lots, and his lot came out northward, to Obed-Edom, southward, and to his sons the storehouse, to Shepham and Hosa, westward, by the gate of Shalakath, at the causeway that goes up, watch against watch. Eastward were 6 Levites, northward 4 a day, southward 4 a day, and for the storehouse 2 and 2. For Parbar westward, 4 at the causeway, and 2 at Parbar. These were the divisions of the doorkeepers, of the sons of the Korahites, and of the sons of Merari. The treasurers. Of the Levites, Ahijah was over the treasures of the house of God, and over the treasures of the dedicated things. The sons of Ladan, the sons of the Gershonites belonging to Ladan, the heads of the fathers' houses belonging to Ladan the Gershonite, Jehielai. The sons of Jehielai, Zetham and Joel his brother, over the treasures of the house of Yahweh. Of the Amramites, of the Izharites, of the Hebronites, of the Uzielites, and Shebuel, the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was ruler over the treasures. His brothers: of Eliezer came Rehabiah, his son, and Jeshaiah, his son, and Joram, his son, and Zichri, his son, and Shelomith, his son. This Shelomith and his brothers were over all the treasures of the dedicated things, which David the king and the heads of the fathers' houses, the captains over thousands and hundreds, and the captains of the army, had dedicated. Out of the spoil won in battles did they dedicate, to repair the house of Yahweh, all that Samuel the seer, and Saul the son of Kish, and Abner the son of Ner, and Joab, the son of Zeruiah, had dedicated. Whoever had dedicated anything, it was under the hand of Shelomith and of his brothers. Officers and judges. Of the Izharites, Kenaniah and his sons were for the outward business over Israel, for officers and judges. Of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brothers, men of valor, 1,700, had the oversight of Israel beyond the Jordan westward, for all the business of Yahweh and for the service of the king. Of the Hebronites was Jerijah, the chief, even of the Hebronites, according to their generations by fathers' houses. In the 40th year of the reign of David, they were sought for, and there were found among them mighty men of valor at Jazer of Gilead. His brothers, men of valor, were 2,700, heads of fathers' houses, whom King David made overseers over the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of the Manassites, for every matter pertaining to God, and for the affairs of the king.